is your girl, Jamie Nicole, with you, your host, coming to you with Broken Image. I'm excited because when I tell you I have the baddest and the wisest woman here with me, I'm going to let her introduce herself to you guys because we're truly excited about today's episode and what we're getting ready to get into.
Hi, this is Carrie. I'm so excited to be here with Jamie today. I hope she hasn't raised the expectations too high, though.
Girl, I could never. It just is what it is at the end of the day. I'm super excited about the different gems that we're pretty much getting ready to drop. So, I was on social media, Carrie, right, earlier today, and once again, I was a little disappointed, and not in the fact of mostly just the people, because one thing, people are going to be people. Mm-hmm. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to have our ideas about life, but just settling for the bare minimum. I mean, some of you probably seen the article. It's this football player, and he's with this young lady that's also a comedian. They just had a child recently, and pretty much he was in an interview, and he was pretty much letting the world, I would say, know, because it seems as if she's already aware of the situation of him pretty much committing infidelity on her, cheating on her while they have been in a relationship. So, yes, that is my baby. He is also our third little host. But, yeah, so pretty much her response to it was, in a sense, like, you know what, guys, I already know. He's pretty much back on track. It is what it is. Guys are going to be guys. We're moving on. So, of course, they always tell you, go to the comments.
Right.
Because that is where you kind of get the world's opinion on,
right,
you know, the situations and stuff. So I went to the comments and stuff, and you see people like, you know what? What's going on? She deserved better. Why are we settling for the bare minimum? Is he really that good? Is what he giving her really that good? I mean, just all kind of stuff.
Right.
So let me ask you, has it been a moment where you settled for the bare minimum?
Oh, wow. I would... Definitely my first instinct is to say no, right?
Right.
But I think sometimes we look back in retrospect and we look at the situations that we've been and we kind of ask ourselves why we put up with that.
Right.
Or we think, what was going on? Where was I? What was I going through?
Right.
That caused me to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even if I wasn't okay, like, why did I stay? So it's, I don't know, Jamie, that's such an interesting concept. What about you? When you saw that, like, what did it bring up for you?
It took me to an experience where, yes, I settled for the bare minimum. I mean, I'm not saying that it will never come up in a relationship where you feel that you're settling. And it doesn't even have to be a romantic ship, by the way.
Right.
It can be a friendship. It can just be
that's
in decision making.
That's really true.
But I remember, you know, in my marriage where I felt that I settled for the bare minimum of things, I knew what I truly wanted. And there was times that I did state that and I still did not receive it. Even with allowing time to go by and continuing, you know, hopefully that the person was understanding, some things were just not happening.
So you were hopeful that it would change.
Right. I was very hopeful. I was thinking that, okay, I'm going to pray about it. You know, I'm going to try not to nag, because you know how they say if you nag a person about it, they just never going to do anything, which is true. And at the end of the day, it was just certain things that just still was not happening. I would say a lot of me settling for the bare minimum was because I felt like that was the best that also I could have. So I was battling between, I know what I want, but it just looks like this is the best that I'm going to get. So I'd rather just stick with it. It's not too bad, right?
Okay, so a little bit of that person is responsible for their behavior, but at the same time, kind of, maybe something in you feeling like you're not worth much more than what they're giving.
Correct. Because one, it could be because I didn't have that much experience in dating and being in relationships. Mm-hmm. So I felt a little naive. I felt like this was the best. But then the other side was, okay, at the end of the day, it's just certain expectations that I had. So I felt like, you know what? it's not the worst yet, so let me just allow things to kind of keep happening. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's not like it's so detrimental at that, in that moment when certain things were happening. But then things just kind of kept unfolding. And before you know it, you're on a roller coaster that you just cannot get off. Because once you settle for one thing, then you settle for the next thing. For example, I know that when I discovered my significant other having a dating app, I'm like, you know, we've been dating for years.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of like, you had to have this dating app during the time that we were together.
Yeah.
And so basically it was times where I said, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm not sure why you even have this. If there's something you need to let me know, tell me so I can make the decision to decide what I want to do.
Right.
And I would say that the person did not remove it. They continued to stay with the dating app, and basically was just more like, it just is what it is. So to me, I felt like that was one of the moments that I decided to stick with the bare minimum, because I know what my expectation was. I know what I wanted, but I felt like I wanted this person so bad and I wanted things to continue that I just didn't really do anything. So I created a new narrative to try to ignore or make it seem like, you know what, it's fine, because at the end of the day, he comes home to me. So if anything, I mean, I haven't caught anything where I saw that he was cheating, but then there was different signs, such as you having a dating app,
right, that made you question whether there was something else going on.
Correct.
But, and I think you raise an important point where it's, if you settle for one thing, it kind of becomes habitual, where you put up with a lot of behaviors maybe you may not have put up with, but it becomes the practice in that relationship.
Right.
So I can't really say that I've been in a relationship, a romantic relationship that way, but you also raised the point that certain friendships become that. And I would say that I've definitely had experience where I've had friendships where it definitely feels like the practice, the continued practice is that I'm putting in more than the other person.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes these things are easier to see in retrospect, though. So in the relationship, my question for you is, in the relationship, during the relationship, did you realize that you were settling?
Yes.
Did you?
I did. I did realize it, but I did not... I don't want to say it. I feel like I did not focus so much on what I was settling, but it was at times like, you know what? To the old Jamie, wouldn't have put up with this. Or I just never thought I'd have been this girl to deal with this type of situation. So yes, there was moments, there was times that I looked at stuff and I knew I was settling, but I felt like, no, you know, it just has to work. Or, you know what? Hopefully things will get better, when they just were not. You know, I mean, in my situation, there wasn't anything that was progressing. It wasn't. So how do you think, how do I want to phrase this, guys? How do you think not settling for the bare minimum would affect relationships?
I think it definitely would create more of a situation where people are feeling more fulfilled, less taken advantage of. Because I do think, especially as women, I do think a lot of times we have that little voice, or like you said, you realize certain things were off or not right, but we push it aside, or we downplay it, or we make excuses for the other person. Or sometimes it's that thing in you that gets that question, like, am I enough, or is it me? It has something to do with me. We internalize a lot of that, and that makes it works in the other person's favor, where they can get away with the behaviors that they're carrying on.
Right. And something you just said that definitely, I would say, triggered something was, the fact is, we always, you know, man or woman, we're typically always questioning, are we enough? And this has just been such an ongoing trend where we question ourselves, we do different things, we're taking steps and different initiatives.
But why is it that we do not put that ownership back on that person? Why is it that we have to go down this tunnel of different type of situations and traumatic experiences to finally realize that, oh man, I was enough?
Right. I think sometimes it's because it starts with us. We have some work within ourselves that we haven't done, and we haven't figured out what that wound is that's not completely healed, that we need to, you know, maybe put some focus on before we get involved with anyone. And when I say involved, it does include whatever relationship you're, because you can have toxic friends just as much as you can have toxic intimate relationships. So it really is about figuring out what that thing is. Do you feel inadequate? Are you fearful of being alone? That sort of thing. And really maybe kind of digging out and cleaning out that wound and allowing it to heal up, that you can be able to look past, you know, that into how you are being treated by other people and whether that's acceptable or not, instead of just being like, well, they're here, I have someone here, or you know, someone likes me, or I'm friends with someone, and that's fine. I'll just take whatever it is that they're giving.
Taking what you'll get, man. Definitely been there, done that, and, you know, currently healing from that. And something you said about just not wanting to be alone. Do you realize that we are now going in cuffing season? So now it's November 1st. Cuffing
what
season.
What is cuffing season?
Girl, cuffing season. So basically, we're going into the holidays.
Right.
Who wants to be alone on the holidays, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then you have the whole matching pajama type of stuff. You know how that starts to trend on Instagram. Yeah. Somebody wants to be in matching PJs, right? So now it's November the 2nd. We're in a new month, and Thanksgiving is coming up. Aunties is about to ask you, well, have you gotten married? What's going on? Who is your new man? Where's she at? You know, all the questions, right? And when half the time, they can't even be asking the question. We're just keeping it real. Like, no, they just be putting you on the spot.
Alone, right?
And it's nothing wrong with being alone, but we're just saying, you know, once again, asking for an expectation that is like, but what about you, though?
Right. You haven't met that.
So, we're going into the holidays, cuffing season, and a lot of people are going to stay in those relationships. Or right now it's recruitment time. They're taking up applications because it's like, right, I need to have somebody for Thanksgiving. Right. Just to sit at a table and to sit across from the table just to look at them to feel significant enough. Or when it comes to Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and then boom, we have New Year's, and then we have springtime, and you know, spring and summer is when everybody wanna be outside now. So, I mean, the trend of what we just created in our society with relationships, you know, it's sad, but you see it all the time.
It definitely does encourage or lend to some of that, as long as there's someone.
Right. As long as there's somebody, and you just, once again, it's like, hey, if I got a warm body, I'm good. I'd rather, you know, have somebody there than be alone, but I can honestly say, and I've said this before in the last episode, I believe, is that it feels great to wake up and know I do not have someone that's criticizing me. Yeah. Someone that seems as if they do not want to be there because they want to be somewhere else with somebody else. Mm-hmm. When it's not even that person they really want to be with. Because at the end of the day, they come back trying to run to you anyway. But it's like, I need to be there. So it's just really sad that we just have to really build up our self-esteem, but it takes time. And I agree when you said, especially friendships.
Yes.
You really have to look at the people you're around and see what their mindset is, because that influences you. Because if you're always on the phone with a girlfriend that feels like, I'm in need of a man, I mean, I'm not going to lie. You might start to feel that way. You know, like, I'm in need that's of a man as well, too. So that's true, what you said.
That is true. Our environment can create some of that. Not only that friend, it's like mm-hmm. the family pressures or the societal pressures. You right. get to a certain age or a stage in life.
Right.
All these questions come. And the question that I'm always asking is, does that person want to be with someone? Are they okay where they are? You know, mm-hmm. because just because you're solo doesn't mean that you are lonely.
Thank you.
It does not mean Thank that you. You, it's because you didn't choose to be alone.
Thank you. People and just because, I got one even better to add to that greatness of what you just said. Just because you see a woman that has a kid and she's by herself and you do not see the father in her life does not mean that, okay, what happened, like she couldn't have that.
Right.
Maybe she decided to walk away. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was certain situations that took place, but probably she decided, you know what, I'm not going to put myself in that.
Agreed.
So I'd rather...
I'm not going to settle for less.
I'm not going to... Yeah. Thank you. I'm not going to settle for the bare minimum, because settling for the bare minimum, you put that in the next generation. Mm-hmm. They're absorbing that. They're saying everything that you do, from the way they think, from the choices that they make and stuff. And, you know, even if those conversations don't happen as they're a child, you got to look at when they start to grow up, certain things that they decide to do.
Well, they look at action.
That's right?
The biggest thing that speaks, I think, not just to kids, but to people. I mean,
yeah.
You can see people together, but what's that interaction like? What is the relationship like? If it's is it something that is about upliftment and mm-hmm. about being like positive and growing together and really like caring genuinely for each other, or is it just we here?
Right. I absolutely agree. So guys, we leave you with this. Did you have anything else that you want to add before we leave
the question? I just think it's an important topic, and I think people really need to stop and think mm-hmm. about these situations they find themselves in.
Correct. So with all that, and thank you, Carrie, so much. And by the way, this was impromptu. So literally, this just happened naturally. And that is when the best conversations take place, is when something is not like camera actions type of go. It just allows natural flow of conversations. So I truly appreciate you, Carrie, for joining us today. I know as many more exciting episodes that Carrie can help join, drop some gems and stuff.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. But I just leave you guys with this question is, how are you settling for the bare minimum? You don't have to know right now, but I really want you to think on that. And if we know that cuffing season is happening, and if you are in that, you know, situationship, relationship, whatever it may be, just think about it. No judgment, but just think about it, so hopefully you can get all that you can. Thank you guys for joining us on this episode of Broken Image.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.